McBride's and the whole Proofs, The Hang, The Hustle, The Path. Here is You're My Joy.
Thank you.
would like to provide updates for the Western Lacrosse Association at this time. It is a Senior A box amateur league sanctioned by the Canadian Lacrosse Association, with many of its players competing in the National Lacrosse League, which is spread throughout North America in winters. On August 11th, Game 4 between the Maple Ridge Barrards and Coquitlam Adirondacks took place, where the second seed Maple Ridge stayed alive with a 9-7 win, led by Marcus Klerich with 3 goals, 2 assists for the first star. Keen Moon led Coquitlam in the losing effort with a goal, 3 assists. And Tyler Pace scored 2 goals with 2 assists for the third star in the win. Jack Cask stopped 33 of 40 shots in the Barrage win and 59-38 of play, while Christian Del Bianco yielded 9 goals on 38 shots in the Adirondacks loss and 58-40 of play at Coquitlam Sports Center, which forced Game 5 on August 13th at Planet Ice, Camden Arena, where the third-seed Adirondacks upset the Barrage 7-4, led by Christian Del Bianco with 39 saves on 43 shots in the win, and 59-51 of play. Keen Moon with a goal, 3 assists for the second star, and Adam Noakes with 2 goals, 2 assists for the third star, where Jack Cask gave up 7 goals on 37 shots in the defeat as Coquitlam punched their ticket to the 2026 WLA Finals against the Victoria Shamrocks, the first seed. Game 1 took place at the Q Center in Colwood on August 15th, where the host Victoria bested Coquitlam 7-6, led by Jacob Hickey with a goal for the first star. Christian Del Bianco with 38 saves in the losing effort for the second star in 59-37 of play, and Chris Wardle with 2 goals for the third star in the win, backstopped by Chris Oglieri, who stopped 41 of 47 shots in 59-40 of play.
Listen to music and podcasts from CGSF 90.1 FM with our radio app. It's on-the-go listening made easy. You can tune into all our music, spoken word, and multicultural shows using your device. Our app lets you set reminders so you'll never miss your favorite show again. Stay connected to CGSF 90.1 FM through our community radio app. Download the app from the Apple Store or get it on Google Play.
Now I'd like to play my interview with Carol Day, a Richmond City Councilor, about the Massey Tunnel replacement, where the Massey Tunnel 2 has been very controversial, with the cost ballooning from $4.15 billion to $8.5 billion, with the canceled 10-lane bridge possibly built by now, had the BCNDP stayed with it. Sorry, I'm just having some issues. I'm just going to... Oh. I'll play now. Hello, it is Steve Chong. Today is August 13th, 2026, and on the line is...
Carol Day.
Carol Day is a lifelong Richmond resident, having immigrated from Europe with her family at a very young age.
Yeah.
And starting a business in 1977, according to your website, from what I understand.
That's right, that's correct.
Politically, Councillor Day was first elected as a Richmond Board of Education trustee in 2008. After retiring from the position, ran for the Richmond City Council for the first time in 2011, was elected in 2014, and is now a three-time Richmond City Councillor. As an elected official, Councillor Day has taken on multiple projects impacting Richmond, including voicing concerns for the 10-lane Massey Bridge, which was ultimately canceled, for the new tunnel next to the original one. Councillor Day, thank you for the interview today.
Well, thank you very much. I appreciate you calling.
I would like to provide history on the Massey Tunnel replacement to my listeners for context.
That sounds perfect.
The Massey Tunnel Replacement Project has been a long controversy, with a 10-lane bridge replacement announced on September 20th, 2013, by the former BC Liberal Premier, Christy Clark. But the Richmond Mayor, Malcolm Brody, and the rest of the Richmond City Council opposed. The plans for the 10-lane bridge were revealed on December 16, 2015, which the former Delta Mayor Louise Jackson applauded. But Malcolm Brody and the former Vancouver Mayor Gregor Robertson, now the federal housing minister, balked at the 10-lane Massey Bridge, which would have been tolled due to more vehicles getting into Richmond and Vancouver. On March 31, 2016, the Richmond Chamber of Commerce announced their support for the 10-lane bridge, but Metro Vancouver mayors rejected the 10-lane bridge 3 months later on June 29th, except the former Delta Mayor Louise Jackson, who vigorously opposed the rejection, citing a possible extension of the Canada Line. On July 24, 2017, the Richmond City Council voted 8-1 to ask the new BC NDP provincial government, which you were part of in the 8-1 vote, to cancel the 10-lane bridge replacement for alternatives. On September 6, 2017, the BC NDP put a hold on the idea for an independent review, to which Richmond applauded, despite $66 million already being spent on the 10-lane bridge project, citing a resistance to future port development up the Fraser River by restricting long-haul ships and no visual impact to Richmond. While the current Delta Mayor, George Harvey, originally supported the 10-lane bridge, after getting elected in 2018, he ultimately walked the support back in October 2019, after concerns on the light and shade that a bridge would oppose, and concerns from Marina Garden Estate residents in the northern tip of Ladner. An 8-lane tunnel to replace the current Massey Tunnel was endorsed by Metro Vancouver mayors on October 2nd, November 1st, 2019, and the BC NDP government ultimately chose a toll-free 8-lane tunnel over an 8-lane bridge on August 18, 2021, with the design-build contractor, the Cross Fraser Partnership, a 5-team consortium, chosen on July 23, 2024. However, the Massey Tunnel Replacement Project has been marred with multiple delays, as congestions in the current 67-year-old Massey Tunnel have worsened, and some have suggested had the original 10-lane bridge replacement gone ahead at an estimated cost of $3.5 billion, with the lowest bid coming in at $2.6 billion, it would have been completed by now. Meanwhile, while the original price tag for the Massey Tunnel 2 was $4.15 billion, with the completion date in 2030, there have been bombshell updates against the Massey Tunnel 2 in 2026. The BC NDP government fired the Cross Fraser Partnership June 15th in favor of splitting the contract to smaller parts, restarting the competitive process. On July 2nd, the federal Liberal government announced that it will fund up to $3 billion in construction costs, and the BC NDP government provided an update on the cost estimate on July 6, which ballooned to $8.5 billion, with fears of the final price tag jumping to $12 billion per South Delta MLA Ian Patton, as the actual tunnel construction has now been delayed to 2027, with the completion date in September 2031. So, first of all, which option do you and Richmond City Council support at this time?
100% the tunnel, and for lots of very important reasons, none of which the background has touched on.
Elaborate on your support for the tunnel.
Yeah. Now, when the Massey Tunnel was built 67 years ago, there was a reason that it was built. And that is because of the silty, sandy soil conditions in and around the tunnel. Also, on the north end of the Massey Tunnel is an area quite large where these towers would have been built. And that is the only place in Richmond that is at extreme risk of liquefaction in the event of an earthquake. So you don't have to go back any further than the history to understand that by far, hands down, construction-wise, the best option has and will always be a tunnel.
I will cite my concerns later on. While the BC NDP provincial government ultimately killed the 10-lane bridge replacement for the Massey Tunnel 2, constant opposition from the Richmond Mayor Malcolm Brody and the Richmond City Council can't be ignored either. How can you and most of your fellow Richmond Council justify supporting the Massey Tunnel 2, an 8-lane twin immersed tube, despite so many delays, along with multiple concerns of another tube under the Fraser River?
We're Richmond City Councilors. We are not MLAs. We are not the provincial or federal government. We don't control the timelines of a provincial government. That's up to them. All we can do is provide our advice and either support or rejection. I think it's very important to note that it wasn't just Mayor Brody and the mayor of North Vancouver. The Metro Vancouver Mayor's Council voted all except Lois Jackson, the mayor of Delta, to turn down the original project. And the reason is it just puts more people in the cars and creates more exhaust. And what they wanted to see was an infrastructure that would marry all of the bridges, overpasses, roads together and get people out of their cars and into much faster, cheaper, and environmentally smarter buses. So it wasn't just the mayor of Richmond. It was all of Metro Vancouver. And when I spoke to the former premier, John Horgan, and I alerted him to this, he was very interested and then immediately reached out to Metro Vancouver Mayor's Council. And based on their advice and their preference, he decided to put a pause on that project. Again, this is not a Richmond decision. This is a provincial decision.
I understand that, but the counter argument was the Metro Vancouver mayors, they're not engineers either. That was the counter argument from the other side. According to the BC NDP government, the Massey Tunnel 2 will be an 8-lane twin tunnel, which will be 1.054 kilometers long. I got that number from a media outlet. Just 40 meters from the existing tunnel, which will be built with six tunnel elements weighing 60,000 tons each at a dimension of 130 times 45 meters and sinking the elements under the Fraser River by immersion. Here are my concerns with the Massey Tunnel 2. Less lanes than the Massey 10-lane bridge with no options to extend Canada Line, along with environmental, safety, and seismic concerns of having another tube under the Fraser River. County.
You know, the original mega bridge was going to be 3.3 kilometers long. It was going to be the longest bridge in the history of British Columbia. And it was also going to be 200 meters high and have a span of 660 meters. If you want to talk about environmental concerns, you need to talk about that. Not to mention the fact that the longest cable bridge in basically North America is subject to things like ice bombs. So people driving across the current bridges at Portman have had to deal with that, where large hunks of ice in the wintertime fall down on cars. The bridge was never the best option. And of course, anything you build from, we go back to 2017 to 2024, is going to go up in price. I think we have to trust the engineers who have made these decisions, and I think it's important that the province is listening to the Metro Vancouver Mayor's Board, because they're concerned about the impacts on infrastructure. They were concerned about the lack of integration into the regional growth strategy and the transportation network. They were concerned about the important habitat for salmon and birds and what those two towers would do. They were also very concerned that there's going to be downloading of major expenditures to local government. Well, as you know, now the federal government has stepped up with over $3 billion in funding. So waiting has saved the entire region a significant amount of money.
However, for daily commuters of the Massey Tunnel, that argument may ring very hollow.
Well, that's why BC Transit has increased bus service. If people don't want to sit in traffic, all they have to do is hop on one of these fast buses that takes them directly to the SkyTrain at the River Rock Casino, where they can very promptly get into Vancouver. The reason to drive a car is different for everyone, but there are other options.
Meanwhile, Dylan Kruger of the Delta City Council, who is a staunch supporter of the bridge that also spoke to me last year, called for an independent review into failed contract negotiations. What is the Richmond City Council's position regarding an independent review on the Massey Tunnel 2?
Well, I don't want anything that's going to slow things down. As if you've read the report from the provincial government, they're moving forward with this project and having changed from one contractor to potentially five contractors will, number one, probably, I would think, make it far more feasible financially, fiscally, and they'll also be able to get it done quicker because right now, when you're depending on one contractor, well, we've seen what happened in North Vancouver with the sewer treatment plant, it's been a nightmare. So I think they were very smart in going ahead with a procurement strategy that would allow for more competition, more contractors, and ensure that British Columbians get the best possible value for their tax dollars.
For background information, splitting the Massey Tunnel construction into multiple phases also means that the competitive process will have to restart. Also, which wastewater treatment plant were you referring to?
Oh, the one in North Vancouver.
Yeah.
It's a nightmare. Metro Vancouver's been in charge of that one. And they had one contractor who was overseeing the entire thing. And that project has ballooned in cost. And it's been in and out of court because of various issues with the contractor. And I think had they to do it over again, I'm sure Metro Vancouver Board would have chosen a different way than going with one contractor and then in the end having to pay the price for the inefficiencies.
Okay, for context, it was supposed to be $700 million original, and now it's gone to $4 billion with the Massey Tunnel 2 going from 4.15 to 8.5 billion with concerns of going north of 10 billion.
Yeah, and again, when you look back all those years, it's like a decade ago this project was started. If they had done it right to begin with, if Christy Clark and her Liberal government had just gone with what they should have gone with from the beginning, it would be built. And it would also be a lot closer to that $4.15 billion than the $8.5 billion we're now talking about it. But if you've bought anything in the last 10 years, you know that everything has gone up in price. And no government can control those overruns. That's simply the cost of the economy changing. And, you know, inflation is everywhere in the world. It's not just here.
Okay, from what I understand, the NDP wanted to build another tunnel in 1970s to complement the current Massey Tunnel from the documents I've seen. I could definitely be wrong about that.
You know, I've heard rumors of that too. That's kind of before my time as a city councilor, but I know there was talk of twinning the tunnel a long time ago. And when you say 1970, I think that sounds about right. But then they looked at the current condition of the tunnel, and I believe if I'm right, that they realized that it does have a lifespan, and sometimes you're better off to build it right than to build it fast.
How will you and the rest of Richmond City Council respond if the provincial government cancels the Massey Tunnel 2, citing increased cost, environmental, and seismic concerns? Because the environmental assessment has not been done yet.
Well, it's almost done. Richmond City Council is supportive of the tunnel being built, and there's no reason with over $3 billion coming from the federal government to not build it. I mean, I believe all along the provincial government had hoped that the federal government would step up, so I don't see a scenario where it does not get built.
One more question about the bridge, and there will be a political question. How will a Massey Bridge, if the provincial government returns to the option, impact the Steepson Interchange?
How will it affect the Steepson Interchange?
Yeah, because from what I understand, that was built last year. It was rebuilt last year.
Yes, yeah, that was, see, that's the other thing. The original plan for the interchange at Steeson Highway and number 3 was a 3-level high interchange where you would take an elevator from the top level down to the bottom level in the middle of the highway to get on your bus and to exchange to other routes. It was the most horrific design I've ever seen. It was something right out of Los Angeles, California. And so the city of Richmond said, no way, do we want to see this monstrosity built? And of course, the reason for it was because the bridge was so tall. It was 600 meters tall that they had to elevate it. Well, now with the Steeson Highway and number 10, Highway 99 interchange completed, it will easily and seamlessly connect with the new tunnel. And it's the right project, trust me. If you don't look at the facts clearly, I mean, the 10-lane bridge would have had deep foundations running through liquefiable silt. It would have had piles that were 100 meters deep. But the new tunnel is a submerged concrete, and it just sinks evenly with the riverbed without, you know, causing any real environmental disaster. So what we're looking for is the project to move forward, and we will do everything we can to lobby the provincial government to keep up the good work now that they're finally on the right track and get it done.
Final question. Will you run for the Richmond City Council for a 4th term this October?
Yeah, that's 4 years from now, and a lot can happen in life, so I'm not committing to that at this time.
Oh, no, like, there are civic elections coming up. I was asking for this October.
Oh, of course, absolutely. There's a lot of work to be done. We finally got rid of the Oval Board, which is saving us $1 million a year. We've got an audit and then finance committee to keep a better look on what's going on with our finances. We've got going to have a big shakeup. There's 3 councilors that won't be there, so we're hoping to get some really good, smart people in there that can continue the hard work that we've been doing for me the last 12 years. So I'll be 100% be running in October.
Thank you for this informative session. This interview will be up as early as this afternoon and will air on CJSF this Sunday.
CJSF?
90.1 FM.
90.1 FM. Wonderful. All right. Well, thank you for calling, Stephen. I hope you have a lovely day.
You as well.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye.
That was my interview with the 3-time Richmond City Councilor, Carol Day, on the Massey Tunnel replacement, which has been very controversial in the last... It has been very controversial over the last decade. While there are reasons why the Massey Bridge was rejected, such as it being very, very tall on silt and fine sand, my belief is, how can another concrete tube under the Fraser River, which is very environmentally sensitive, make sense in 2026? The next big update, I believe, will be the environmental assessment. If the environmental assessment fails, along with the cost ballooning from 4.15 to 8.5 billion, with fears of going north of 10 billion, the bridge idea might return. However, it has to be a lot lower than the original design. Thank you for listening to episode 33 of the Steve Chong Show in 2026, part of Open Mic on CJSF 90.1 FM, the campus community radio station for Simon Fraser University. Coming up at 11, it's Julian Taylor's Jukebox.